Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Realm Rocketry Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about some resources for model rocketry that you might want to know about. And as usual, we'll get started right after this.
Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Since the beginning of time, man has peered into the night sky and wondered, how do I get there? It's the Realm Rocketry Podcast with your host, Brennan Thompson.
You know what? You'll love it. It's back. The Realm Rocketry Podcast. And yes, of course, today will be a shorter episode. But you know what? Today is the first podcast, the first inaugural one that we're starting since I have elected to do this show weekly. So, this is awesome, and yes, it's on a Sunday, which is great, because a lot of people release on Saturdays, and yeah, but I'm not late today. I'm not late. No. So, yeah. So thank you, everyone, who's listening up at this point. It's a very great place, and I guess we should get into the meat and potatoes. So, as you heard in the trailer, we're going to be talking about resources for model rocketry. And I think that I try to do everything in this podcast, basically. By the end of this, every single thing, basically, in model rocketry is going to be covered. Like, you're going to know everything. But I think that it's nice to give a couple resources that will help everyone here, and yeah, so the first one is a great series of build videos. So these are by a company called Apogee Components, and Apogee Components sells lots and lots of cool model rocketry parts and rockets, and they also sell some software for model rocketry called Roxim, which is really big software, but they have this cool series of free videos that are just super helpful. If you watch those, then yeah, it's just great, because they show you how to build stuff and all that stuff. I mean, it's just nice. So I'll have a link to that, as with everything else, that all those wonderful things we're going to be talking about today. And yeah, so that'll be in the description. So next one. So this one is nice, because they actually are a great seller of stuff. Like, Apogee Components sells lots of rockets too, but the problem with them is a lot of their stuff is bigger than model rockets, and they also can't be found in hobby stores, which is exactly opposite to Estus Industries, because Estus Industries can be found in your local hobby store or Hobby Lobby. This shouldn't sound like an advertisement, but it kind of does, sadly. And they're awesome. I mean, I buy lots of rockets from Estus, and although they have some bad features, they're probably the closest thing to perfection that's out there right now in starting people off on rocketry. I mean, there are a few other things that I will say, like, yeah, but they're nice, and they also have some educational resources and all that on their site, so yeah. But I never really order directly from Estus, is just a small disclaimer, because their prices are lower when you go into your local Hobby Lobby or wherever you go. So that's a good recommendation right there. There's lots of different retailers of rocket stuff, but I wouldn't buy directly from Estus, because also if you go to your hobby store, you can touch the stuff and you can see it and you get it immediately. No shipping required. Also, full disclosure, I am not a affiliated person in any money agreement with any of these companies in this, so yeah. I'll have a link to Estus Industries in the description, as with everything else. Okay, so you have Estus Industries, and you got an Apogee Components video about how you're supposed to assemble your rocket, but you've got multiple rockets that you, like, you only want to buy one rocket, but there's three really cool rockets. Buy all three of them. Well, what if you don't have the time to build all three of them? Find time. I'm just joking. That is not actually going to happen because you have this awesome tool called Rocket Reviews on your side. And what I really love about Rocket Reviews is because of the fact they give you basically everything. They give you a simulation file, they give you a good review, they have pretty much everything reviewed. I mean, they're just the best at reviews ever, in my opinion. And I'm not affiliated with any money agreement with Rocket Reviews, so yeah, I just think they're really, really good, and yeah, they put a lot of effort in, and yeah, so I'll have a link in the description for Rocket Reviews, as I do with everything else. So, you have a question, and you just don't feel like waiting that long for a response. I mean, if you ever have a question, just go to the contact page, easy for me to say, page on my website, and you can leave a comment or contact me and ask a question, and I'll, believe it or not, actually read on the show if I find it good. And yeah, but if you don't want to do that, why wouldn't you want to do that? That's weird. You can go to the Rocketry Forum, and there's geniuses on this place. This is just amazing. It's just, there's so many good people on there. They know how to spray paint. They know everything, it feels like. A lot of my questions have been answered through these guys. So, yeah. As you can probably see through the title, which is very reflective on what it is, the Rocketry Forum is a forum for rocketry. Yay! Very quick response time and everything. And, yeah, I'm a member of the Rocketry Forum, and, yeah, there's a lot of experts there. The link will be in the description, and, yeah, you'll be able to find it there. So, next one, THANAR, the National Association of Rocketry. Okay, these guys have a lot of resources. And they're a great, great place to go to. Because not only do they have the model rocket and high power rocket safety code, which you can print off, which is amazing and great, because you always want to be following the safety codes, and that's just a great idea, because then your rocketry will be safe. And they also have technical reports, like tons of technical reports. I have not read all of them at all. I mean, there's just so many. And they have, like, every single technical report, it seems like. So, those are very helpful at some times. And they also have an amazing magazine. This is, like, the best rocketry, model rocketry magazine, besides the fact it's the only magazine. But even if there was competition, it still would be the best model rocketry magazine. Because it has everything in it. It's got everything. It's just awesome. They have archives of that on their website. And, yeah, extremely helpful. So, one quick thing. Only the model rocket and high-power rocket safety codes are available for free on their website. You have to become a member of the NAR if you want to have the other things, the magazine and the technical reports. And I will say, the magazine is printed out. You're not getting a digital edition. You're getting a printed edition right at your mailbox every other month. It's awesome. It's just the best. And yeah, but I would highly recommend getting a NAR membership because of the fact that it's just great. I mean, it's so cheap for everything you get. I mean, you get the insurance, you get magazine, and so much more. In fact, as I mentioned in the last episode about motors, they actually certify motors. I mean, they're doing so much. They're a non-profit organization. I just love the NAR. And their insurance and all that stuff. They're great. So, definitely become a member if you're not a member. And the magazine alone is worth it, and the insurance just makes the deal so awesome. Okay, so next up. So, Balsa Machining, I believe that's what it's called. And super cool because they have a thing called the school rocket, and it's a really great beginning rocket, and I'm not getting into that, but yeah, they're another place. So, eventually, I'm expanding the links page on my website, so I'll have all different kinds of resources there too. So if you ever wonder, like, oh, I need a resource to get blah blah blah, well, it's there on my website. So, yeah, it's great. I mean, okay, that's self-advertising, I probably shouldn't say that. But I think my website's great, and I put a lot of work into it, and I have some articles written up over there, and some spoken versions of that and all that stuff. It's just it's a thing that you can find some more resources on, and yeah. So, yeah, thanks for listening to me go on for, I don't know, how long has it been? 13 minutes? So 13 minutes today, wow. I managed to take 6 resources and turn that into 13 minutes. Pretty good. And yeah, so thanks for listening to me do this. I'm just a beginner right now, and I'm glad for any listeners who are listening right now. It's just really great. It's awesome. And yes, I do have a weekly show. This is not a bonus episode. It's a weekly show. Let me say that one more time. It's a weekly show. Okay? You got that? Weekly show. So, you can contact me if you want to talk to me about pretty much anything about this podcast. I might actually read your comment or question on the podcast and give you a nice answer. And yeah, so thank you for spending some of your time off of your life listening to my podcast. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Realm Rocketry Show. Please subscribe, rate, and review. You can visit my website from the link in the description. Until next time, remember, what could go right? Safety third!